Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Power hours. Today, thepowerhour.com. Please go patronize the Power Mall. Real important. My show works not from advertising, but from donations. We call it value for value. So if you like the work that I'm doing, you like to see us continue, you think you're benefiting from it, certainly support the things that you love. Always very important. I like to think, you know, if everybody puts in a dollar or $5 a month to something to that extent, very little amount of money, if everybody did that, we'd be able to put new equipment in the house and do all kinds of things that will help us take this message to as many people as possible. So it's a dogfight. It's a dogfight, folks. And, well, I mean, I often say we just got some of the numbers from MSNBC, General Electric, Comcast. Speaking of Comcast, Comcast and AOL are merging. Sorry, AOL already got Pac-Man. Comcast and the Pac-Man are merging into one giant company. That's Time Warner, AOL, Time Warner. And pretty soon you're not going to have any other options. So if we keep doing this, we're going to keep getting what we got. But I got the numbers from MSNBC. 11,000 viewers a day. And they spend millions of dollars to do that. This show right now has, 30 times more of that number. What could we do with that kind of with those kind of resources that they have? So they're putting millions of dollars into their broadcast and getting almost nobody. So we need your help, as always. So if you support the Power Mall at thepowerhour.com, lots of great films there you can get, all kinds of great health products and things that will make your life better, improve your life, and you're supporting Joyce Riley, and you're supporting the Power Hour, and this show keeps rolling on and gets to even more people than it did the day before. That's how you do it. Vote with your dollars. I know that Joyce has pretty high overhead because she is getting this message out to so many different radio stations and so many different mediums, more than I can even count. So we got to keep that going. Got to keep it rolling. It is February 26, 2015. We were tracking down Daniel Estulin. I believe we're hooking him up on Skype right now. Daniel is in Russia, and that's apropos because we're going to be talking about Russia versus NATO. And you guys will let me know when we have him, right? Is he lined up? I hear him in the background. All right. Daniel Estulin wrote The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. This has been translated into many languages. In fact, Fidel Castro said it was a fantastic story, that he loved it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Shadow Masters, how governments and their intelligence agencies are working with drug dealers and terrorists for mutual benefit and profit. Today is one of the anniversaries for Iran-Contra, also by Daniel Estulin. Deconstructing WikiLeaks, The Octopus Deception, which is his book of faction, a novel, fantastic read, talks about Danny Cocellaro and the Promise software, which loads the pockets of the usual suspects at the global money paradigm, and Transevolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, a great book about transhumanism by our guest today, Daniel Estulin. Daniel has a new Bilderberg movie coming out. We'll talk about that as well. How are you, Daniel?
How are you, sir? I'm very, very well. Yes, I am in Russia, and I think that fact that we're having a bit of a hard time connecting may have something to do with that.
Yeah, who doesn't want you to talk to me this morning? I don't think it's Russia for some reason.
Oh, I don't know. Imagine you and I talking frankly about the world politics.
Maybe neither Russia nor the United States want us talking this morning for this worldwide broadcast.
Oh, I don't know. I think Russians are, you know, quite keen on getting this information out. I have a feeling that, you know, your president, I know he's not your president, he's just a guy who's sitting here, current occupant of the White House, may not be too keen, but the Russians, I think, are.
Well, we'll get into some serious meat and potatoes information right after this break. We've got a long segment and the whole hour with Daniel Estulin, DanielEstulin.com. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley at the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
remind me with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been great to be here with you on the Power Hour. All the great listeners and supporters of the Power Hour and Joyce Riley, let's send all our prayers and meditation her way and make sure that she gets better quick and heals and is around for many, many, many more years to come. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun from DeadlineLive.info, RadioFreeBlood.com, The Jack Blood Show, sitting in for Joyce here every Thursday. And our guest is my friend Daniel Estulin. He's been researching the Bilderberg Group for many, many years, the global power structures, and everything that goes along with that. He's reporting to us today out of Russia. Daniel, again, great to have you with us. Where do we start with Russia versus the United States, Russia versus NATO? I'm going to tell you this. We just read a story and reported here about a week ago. John McCain, Senator John McCain, says he's ashamed of his country for not arming the Ukrainians against the Crimeans.
I think somebody should, put that man in a straitjacket and put him where he belongs. This is, if there is a menace to peace, this is certainly the guy. I think too many years in a hole in Vietnam has caused some serious brain damage. I think the situation again, you and I have talked about this for a very, very long time, going back many years, that the end game for the elite, globalist elites, is Russia and China. China is the economic powerhouse and Russia is a military powerhouse. Yes, China has 1.3 billion people under arms, but you cannot compare I can't remember the actual numbers are right now, but you can compare the technological development of Russian technology, militarily speaking, and the Chinese. So again, Russia is in the way of this new globalist, call it whatever you want, world order, one world government. Most likely it's one world power, company limited, which we've discussed so much, you know, corporations controlling the world from behind the scenes. But again, you know, the end game for these people is Russia, and the end game of Russia is obviously Putin. And we've touched a little bit, you know, last week when we got into you know, the end of the show on the situation in Russia and Ukraine. But again, one of the reasons we're seeing this incredible deception, propaganda-wise, just over the top in any way, shape, or form you could possibly imagine, is the fact that the West and the United States, you know, losing the end game, and the end game is Putin, and Putin's end game is selling oil and gas for physical gold. And what the Americans are doing right now is they're opening up a new flank to attack Russia. That's the detente they have with the Cubans. Through Cuba, they tried to get at Russia's partners in South and Latin America. Brazil is, of course, a member of the BRICS, so they want to get at them. They want to get at Venezuela and Argentina and all the other nations who are very on very friendly terms with Russia. And this is just another cynical approach by the Americans. It has nothing to do, as so many people have mistakenly, as far as I'm concerned, stated that, you know, Americans have finally given up. They no longer have the will to fight. They realize that the embargo or blockade, as the Cubans call it, hasn't worked. Not at all. It's cynicism, pure and simple. But again, what the Russians are doing is they're selling oil and gas for physical gold. Now, they accept U.S. dollars as an intermediate means of payment, and then they immediately exchange these dollars obtained from the sales of oil and gas for physical gold. And in the last quarter and the third quarter, the Russians have bought more gold in, you know, physical gold in tons of gold sold than all the central banks in the world combined.
Yet the price of gold doesn't go up for some reason.
Well, again, it's logical if you kind of think about it. Western world, Jack, you know, built its hegemony on petrodollars, and it's in this catastrophic situation in which it cannot survive without oil and gas supplies from Russia. Now, in my last book, which came out in the United States last year, Trans-Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, I quote initially, because the impetus to write that book about the future of humanity, you know, came out of the report which was initially prepared as a kind of a blueprint at the Bilderberg Conference in Rotenhagen, Germany in 2005. Then it was passed on to the British government, and they presented it as a strategic tendencies report, Europe, which allegedly was from the UK government. It wasn't. It was commissioned by the Bilderbergers. And this report basically said, from not very long ago, I'm not exactly sure which month, the world will not be able to survive, and I'm quoting, if oil and gas from Russia is subtracted from the global balance of energy supply. Now, when you have a guy like Putin who's selling gas and oil for physical gold, the question, obviously, or the situation, if you kind of extrapolate it into the near future, is when the West runs out of physical gold, Russia is going to stop selling oil and gas, which means that the Americans, the Western elite, or they do something about Russia now, or they're simply going to be not in the position to do anything about it. Now, what basically is happening is the suppression of gold prices, again, goes back to, you know, this is the case, why is the oil price going down?
Manipulation. Suppression, yeah. Equals manipulation. Go ahead.
The suppression, exactly. The suppression of gold prices by the special department of the U.S. government called ESF, Exchange Stabilization Fund, with the aim of stabilizing the dollar, has been made into law. I don't know how many people know this in the United States. Now, in the financial world, it is generally accepted as a given that gold is anti-dollar. In other words, the gold price runs inverse to the value of the dollar. Now, if you go back to 1971, U.S. President Nixon, he closed the gold window, ending the free exchange of dollars for gold guaranteed by U.S. in 1944 at Bretton Woods. And in 2014, Putin has reopened the gold window without asking Washington's permission. Imagine that. Now, so right now, the West spends much of its efforts and resources to suppress the prices of gold and oil, thereby, on the one hand, to distort the existing economic reality in favor of the U.S. dollar, and, on the other hand, to destroy the Russian economy, refusing to play the role of obedient vassal to the West. And again, today, assets such as gold and oil look proportionally weakened and excessively undervalued against the U.S. dollar. It is a consequence of the enormous economic effort on the part of the West. And now, Putin, without asking America's permission, is selling Russian energy resources in exchange for these U.S. dollars, artificially propped by the efforts of the West. And with these dollars, Putin immediately buys gold, which is artificially devalued against the U.S. dollars by the efforts of the West itself. So there's another interesting element in this game which nobody talks about, Jack, and it's Russian uranium. I don't know how many people realize, but every sixth light bulb in America depends on the supply of Russian uranium, which, you guessed it, Russia sells to the United States for dollars, and then immediately buys physical gold, you know, using that exchange. So in exchange for oil, gas, and uranium, the West pays Russia with dollars, purchasing power of which is artificially inflated against oil and gold by these efforts. And now, needless to say, this brilliant economic game which Putin is playing could not succeed unless another partner plays along, and that's needless to say, the Chinese. And again, so the Chinese and the Russians are working together against the interests of the United States, and that's something that Bilderberg discussed in depth at their last year's meeting, and you and I have talked about it on your show just as the meeting, I think it was like the first day of the meeting, and I said, bombshell, this is what they're doing. And again, what people have to understand is that the West can spend as much of its efforts and resources to artificially increase the purchasing power of the dollar, or lower oil prices, and artificially lower the purchasing power of gold. The problem for the West is that the stocks of physical gold in possession of the West are not unlimited. Therefore, the more the West devalues oil and gold against the U.S. dollar, the faster it loses devaluing gold from its not infinite reserves. And in this brilliantly played game by Putin economic combination, physical gold from the reserves of the West is rapidly flowing to Russia, to China, to Brazil, to Kazakhstan, to India, you know, BRIC nations. And at the current rate of reduction of reserves of physical gold, the West simply does not have the time to do anything against Putin's Russia until the entire Western petrodollar world. And at the chess situation, you know, in a chess situation in which Putin has put the West, led by the United States, you can call it time trouble or you can call it checkmate. No matter how you look at it, the West is certainly losing this game.
Well, okay, in the game of chess or in the grand chessboard, and let's not forget that Zbigniew Brzezinski was one of the major backers of the Obama presidency, which we're now in our sixth or almost seventh year, has always shown his hatred towards Russia. And so none of this should be much of a surprise. In fact, before Obama was selected, and we spent a lot of time on that, as you say, he's just the script reader chief, the guy sitting there selling Coke or Pepsi. He doesn't actually make these decisions. We predicted in 2006 and 2007 that this is exactly what would happen. Sometimes I think that we're all obsessed with checkers, that the middle managers are playing chess, but that the super, super elites above this dog and pony show are playing what the Chinese call Go. It's a whole different strategy.
Well, you know, the Western world has never faced such economic events and phenomena that are happening right now. If you kind of go back, you know, to the early 1980s, USSR, the Soviet Union, lost gold during the fall of oil prices in the 80s when it was artificially decreased by the Bilderbergers and such. Now today, Russia, which learned its lesson, rapidly is buying up gold during the fall in oil prices. So Russia poses a threat to the American model of petrodollar world domination.
Hold on, Daniel. It could wreck the dollar. The dollar is king. The dollar is the global reserve currency. And I believe that we're getting everyone hooked on a one currency, which in this case is the petrodollar, the dollar, the king dollar, so that we can move to credits, banker credits, that is electronic money, which, you know, can be cut off and monitored at any given time. I think that's part of the end game here with all of this.
We have time to say anything
else? Let me get you a comment on that on the way back. We got a short segment and then a long segment. DanielEstelin.com, and we got to talk about his new movie, the Bilderberg movie, which you can help at GoFund. Stay with us.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Strikes a band. That music means it's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, filling in for Joyce Riley. We're going to be here every Thursday morning for the foreseeable future until they fire us. So support the show. Support the show when I'm on it. Support the Power Mall at thepowerhour.com. Support it today. And by the way, real quick again, if you didn't hear us in the last hour, get out on Twitter at Tom Wheeler, at FCC, hashtag, call your representatives, get in their ear. They're going to vote on net neutrality today, and I want you to support a no vote on that. I want the pressure, the consensus of the American people to be heard in the halls of power today regarding net neutrality. Daniel Estulin is with us. Daniel, I want to promote your film and your new project, and I want to continue talking about the so-called grand chessboard. Are you weighing in one way or the other on net neutrality? Because they worked very hard to have the FCC take over the internet here in America. That can't be good for us.
No, that certainly cannot be good. Just imagine somebody telling us whether you and I can talk about this or not. It has to be obvious. Net is an amazing thing. You know, anything you and I do right now, people have to understand this. You know, in 1/1,000,000th of 1 second, somebody is downloading our interview in Vancouver, Canada, and passing it on to their brother who is visiting a friend in Japan, and they're giving it to their, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend in Australia, and they're passing it on to their buddies in Argentina. And in about 1 minute, you have 7 billion people who might have been able to listen to what we're talking about instead of listening to the official press and how the world is actually run and how we should think. So yes, needless to say,
no government is not going to protect the internet for you. You already tried this with your telephone lines, with your TV and radio stations. It didn't go well for you. So let's not make the same mistake over and over again.
Exactly.
The true story of the Bilderberg Group. How many copies of that has sold? In how many languages?
It's been an amazing ride, Jack. You know, this year is the 10th anniversary. The book first came out in 2005. 67 countries, actually 68 now. We just published the book in India. So 68 countries, 42 languages, 5 continents, over 200 covers in magazines and journals all over the world on Bilderberg and me, and over 5,000 articles. So I think, yes, something is to be said. And again, I wasn't the first person to bring Bilderberg into
the wasn't that long ago, Daniel, when people were all denying it, when the media said that's all a conspiracy theory and we're just crazy and paranoid that it's not even happening.
Exactly. But, you know, whenever I hear that, and I don't hear it very often, when they do, you know, I wave my Nobel Peace Prize nomination in their face and see what they have to say about that. But the point is that it has been an amazing ride. And, you know, it's time to bring this subject into, you know, to movie theaters. And a lot of people have read the book, but a hell of a lot more people have never heard of Bilderberg. I think this is a great opportunity. Snowden won, you know, with Citizen Four this year.
Yeah.
I think we have a really good chance. I think it's just the right time.
Well, people don't read, Daniel. I'm telling you, this is the millennial kids, the Generation X or whatever. They're not readers. They're watchers. Okay? They're voyeurs. They're watchers. So the film adaptation of your book is excellent, and it's going to be out. The target is for April, and you're trying to raise a few extra bucks to with a crowdfunding at Rocket Hub to just finish some of the editing on that. You're almost all the way there. So tell
people. We're almost done, Zach. We got another maybe 3 weeks to go. We're bringing some, you know, super duper experts in graphic design and animation to help us with the last little bit. It's going to be an amazing film. It's actually coming out in June worldwide. We have some very large film festivals very interested. And again, it's you know, a long time ago, people said, conspiracy theory. I don't think there's anyone out there who can call Bilderberg Group a conspiracy theory. And again, it's out in the theaters in early June. Please help us go to Rocket Pub, Rocket Hub, not Pub, Rocket Hub. Type in Bilderberg and donate whatever you can, a little bit at a time. If we get, I don't know, 2,000 people to give us $10 each, we have a lot of money to actually get this done right. Help us get us over the finish line. And again, thank you so much for bringing this out, Jack.
Well, yeah, we got a short segment, so this is a great time to promote you, Daniel. Daniel, Estulin. Daniel is with an E. Daniel Estulin. These days you can spell it any way you want, and you'll get to number one and about 800 pages of Daniel Estulin's websites and his work. And, you know, I always tell people when I have you on, and you're just so fun to talk to, I mean, we could just go for hours, and we're going to come back in the next segment and get back into more of the meat and potatoes, as I call it, for vegetarians, mushrooms and potatoes. But the thing is, you know, if you have friends who are Hispanic or come or live in that section of the world or that section of society, Daniel is really a great person to turn them on to, because they'll feel more, I think, comfortable that it's coming, I guess, from one of their own. Right, Daniel? I mean, I know you're part Russian and part Spanish, but...
You know, many years ago, when you and I first talked about deindustrialization, demand destruction, zero growth, people kind of scoffed and said, what the hell do you mean? Detroit, people. Look at Detroit. That's what deindustrialization...
We'll pick up there when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the message.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
John McCain has a lot to be ashamed of. I don't... Imagine if Obama said he's ashamed of his country. I think he has said that before. There's plenty of reasons for us to be ashamed of foreign policy, though John McCain has a lot to be ashamed of. And my guest today is Daniel Estulin, DanielEstulin.com. He is the Bilderberg master. His new Bilderberg movie is coming out. You go to RocketHub.com and put in Bilderberg documentary film, and you can get him the rest of the way so we can see this summer and share it with millions and millions of people. You know, there's so much to talk about with you, Daniel, but one thing I want to make very clear is McCain was not a prisoner of war at the Hanoi Hilton. He was going to a separate hotel where he was ratting on everybody. When he had a chance to get the POWs out that are some of them still in Vietnam, he turned his back on them, and they don't like him very much. He is what I call an AIPAC prostitute. So somehow, if he's saying war should be happen in the Ukraine and we should stand hard against Russia, somehow I think Israel will benefit in that. By the way, we looked at the big wallets pushing Obama towards a new Cold War, which I think we're way past now. We're almost in World War III. And you know who we see? All our favorite people, Daniel. The Brookings Institute, the Carlyle Group, the Atlantic Council. You know, the Chi-Town Chicken Hawks at the Chicago Council for Global Affairs. These people stand to make a ton of money off financing an West versus East, Oceania versus Eurasia, full-on
Cold War / World War III across the world, whether it's against ISIS, wherever they might be, under your bed or in your closet, or whether it's against Russia and the communists and all of that. I mean, at some point, you think Americans would get war weary? We just published a poll. 4 out of 5 Americans say, let's go to war. Let's go have more war.
Americans were never known for their knowledge of history or geography, for that matter. You know, this whole ISIS thing, you know, and I've talked about before, I asked you, you know, what you want to talk about. You said Ukraine and terrorism. You know, there's a lot to be said. And, I'm working on my new book, which is going to be released in Spain in October, and in the States in September. My book on Tavistock Institute is coming out. But there's a lot to be said, and I'm just amazed at how little people understand the situation in the Middle East. Not so much for the terrorism itself, it's just, you know, the effect, but the causes, where these people are coming from, who is behind them, how does this, you know, on a historical level affect the development of society. And I think these are the kinds of questions that most people need to understand and to ask before they can actually talk about the names of some of these, you know, would be terrorists.
I just sent you a couple of articles.
Judge
Napolitano was on Fox News this morning talking about how these three ISIS terrorists they got in Brooklyn were all sponsored, cultivated, watched, mined, and helped by the FBI in a sting operation. This has been happening almost every single time. And today, by the way, is the anniversary. We're talking about this in the first hour, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which is admitted on tape, highly documented, an FBI sting operation. I mean, that would basically be the essence and the definition of an inside job, no?
It is, you know, to a point. If you kind of look at the terrorists, and, you know, yes, the FBI might have been behind these three individuals, but generally speaking, you know, FBI, the CIA, they're not behind ISIS per se. It's, you know, it's more of a British operation. And ISIS, you know, one of the biggest sponsors of terrorism, if not the biggest, aside from Britain, and I don't mean the United States, I mean is Saudi Arabia. And you have to understand how Saudi Arabia and England are working together as a tandem against the interests of the United States. And when I talk about the United States, I don't mean the degenerate you have sitting in the White House, whose real job, just as McCain's real job, should be selling tickets in a zoo. I'm talking about the essence of what made America great. You know, the essence of the country itself. If you talk about Alexander Hamilton, you talk about the people who, you know, pulled the country on the map, made it into what it is. But, you know, just, I don't know how much time we have, but I'd very much like to explain to people a bit of a background so they understand how this whole terrorist ISIS thing, you know, fits into the, you know, today's geopolitical equation. Do we have time?
14 minutes in this segment, and you're on so we can get your point of view, whether we agree with it or not. So, yeah, okay, let it run. Go for it.
One of the most rigid and reactionary sects in all of Islam today is called Wahhabism. You might have heard the term. I know you have, but people might have or might have not. It's the official and dominant Sunni sect in Saudi Arabia, whose sole constitution is the Holy Quran. Now, Wahhabism was born in the middle of the 18th century in the Arabian Peninsula, central region of Najd. The Wahhabi sect derives its name from the name of its founder, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, who lived, you know, in the 1700s, most of the 1700s. And like most Sunni Islamic fundamentalist movements, the Wahhabis have advocated the fusion of state power and religion through the establishment or reestablishment of the Islamic Caliphate, the form of government adopted by the Prophet Muhammad's successors during the age of the Muslim expansion. Now, what sets Wahhabism apart from other Sunni Islamic movements is its historical obsession with purging Sufis, Shiites, and other Muslims who do not conform to its twisted interpretation of Islamic scriptures. And basically, Wahhabism and Saudi Arabia's ruling house of Saud have been intimately intertwined since their birth. Wahhabism created the Saudi monarchy, and the house of Saud spread Wahhabism. Now, one could not have existed without the other. Wahhabism gives the house of Saud legitimacy, and the house of Saud protects and promotes Wahhabism. And this is, of course, especially true, you know, with the discovery of oil in 1938, that the resources of Saudi Arabia turned from being merely a strategic asset into an economic, financial, strategic asset in the British Empire's world order, especially after World War II. And the oil money was used and has been used ever since for the British operations of destabilization. The most famous of them, of course, was the Afghan War in the late 1970s and the 1980s, where the so-called jihadists in Afghanistan were supported with Saudi and other Arab money and arms and intelligence from the British and the United States, different organs, to start the war against the Soviet Union. But, you know, even before that, when after the Second World War you had nationalist movements in Egypt and Syria, Iraq and North Africa, these were nationalist movements against imperialism. And the British, who were dominating most of these countries, they were the colonialists. And the puppets they had put there after the World War II to run the countries were threatened by the nationalist movements. And so this operation was to create the so-called religious alternative, the so-called pan-Islamist movement or pan-Islamist entity as a replacement for the nation states and the anti-imperialist nationalist movements. And it was spearheaded by the Saudis, especially beginning in the late 1960s, when other British puppets in the region, the so-called extremists and the Zionist movement, set fire to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. And since then, the political military conflicts have basically been turned into the religious conflicts. Now, if you kind of, you know, go forward a little bit without spending too much time on this stuff. You know, the so-called private terrorist groups, which we're seeing right now, we can talk about the Muslim Brothers, we can talk about Al-Qaeda, we can talk about ISIS. It's a Saudi-British creation. It was run by the British, and in certain periods...
But let me stop you there, because I think it's very important that we go back and we see how the British SAS were caught dressing up as a Muslim extremist and then caught and jailed trying to blow things up in Iraq. That was more than 10 years ago. Last week, the real Iraqi army police downed a few planes from England who were supplying ISIS. And that connection between, I mean, you're so right on with this. It's really important. But one thing I have to add, and I'll let you go on, Daniel Estelin with us, danielestelin.com. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood. That Greg Palast, who I really respect as an investigative reporter, did a huge article, and I thought it was pretty prolific. And it basically it said that American money, it's all the same money, right, Daniel? But American money was paying for the Wahhabists' books teaching the children Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia. They weren't doing that on their own, Daniel. We were helping them to propagandize and turn these children in Saudi Arabia into Wahhabists. So no one's hand is clean here.
No, exactly. I mean, it's obviously you have, but again, we have to separate. When people talk about the United States, you have to understand that we're not talking about the country as itself. We're talking about the special interests who are supranational, the Rockefellers, the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis. They're not American per se. The Soroses, they're globalists. They're, you know, the allegiance is not to America. And the game that they're playing, it's a very old game. It's been out there, you know, for at least 150 years. And you kind of go back and you look at the strategies of the British and later the Anglo-Americans, you know, to make use of the religious and tribal backwardness of the nations of the Near and Middle East and Central Asia in order to control the people of the area and to maintain them in a state of underdevelopment. This is what it's all about. And again, and as you know, you mentioned Brzezinski. Well, of course, you know, he has sold the idea back in the 1990s and before that in the 1970s when the entire strategy, you know, of getting the Russians or the Soviets involved in Afghanistan. Actually, it wasn't his strategy. It was Bernard Lewis. He just stole his idea. You know, but the whole idea is the idea of this Muslim fundamentalism, which, if properly guided, to them was useful as the Anglo-American strategy at the time as a bulwark against communism. And then you have the Muslim Brothers. You know, it's the idea of the ability to manipulate Muslim fanatics at a distance, you know, is the result of a highly organized chain of command.
There are real concerns. If you're in the third world and your country has been occupied by I call them Oceania, Daniel. Some people call them NATO. Remember, that's how George Orwell put it. Oceania is always at war with Eurasia. And that kind of makes it a little simpler for people. But you certainly have a lot of complaints. You certainly don't have a lot of options. And just like the poor people here in the South are recruited into the voluntary military because they don't have any other options, the same thing happens. This recruiting poster that goes around the globe, the same thing happens there. But it always follows. It's like technology. The CERN super collider Daniel, is going to create the big bang, I think, next month here on Earth, okay? It's, you always follow the money. So technology isn't neutral. Technology goes where the money is. Extremism, in many cases, isn't neutral. It goes where the money is. It follows the money.
Well, it's not only does it follow the money, but, you know, the money basically leads it to wherever it wants it to lead. And, you know, when we're talking about the Muslims and we're talking about the extremism and terrorists, they have the same kind of, you know, structure as all these secret societies and private organizations. For, you know, let me give you an example. Between the top level, which, you know, the boardrooms of the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London, or the Oriental Studies Department at Cambridge and Oxford, and the mobs in the streets of Tehran or Kabul or, you know, wherever, Aleppo, lies an intricate network involving several levels of intermediaries. For example, just under the highest policymaking level of this Anglo-European oligarchy and its American allies, there is a layer of lawyers, Orientalists, and other professionals whose job it is to formulate the implementations of the policy thus decided upon. And beneath them, you have a much larger group, you know, men and women whose job it is to serve as the direct go-between linking the Arab-Islamic leading individuals to the inner councils of the Anglo-American elite. It is they who sponsor the seminars and command the institutions, described in detail, you know, in the newspaper articles and magazines. And you talked about some of them, Hudson, you know, Hoover, you know, all these, you know, institutes and think tanks.
American Enterprise. I mean, the roundtable groups like Royal Institute of International Affairs, Club of Rome, if you want it, to Council on Foreign Relations, have subdivided into these think tanks. And they're the ones, man, that have the real power and the money now. And they are the ones that are moving foreign policy or even domestic policy.
Well, exactly. But, you know, they move the foreign policy. But then you go to the lower strata and you have, you know, what you derogatorily call cannon fodder in this great game. And the great game is, you know, it hasn't changed for the past forever, basically. And what you're doing is, and you're seeing it right now, using the underdeveloped world and stirring up these tensions, you're destroying society, you're destroying progress, you're destroying development. And it's the same, you know, the concept, progress and development is directly proportional to population density. If you can destroy progress of society, if you can destroy nation states and create perpetual tensions, you know, you're playing with this concept called integrism, which is a religious project and a very precise political project of the international oligarchy, whose political power and vast private fortunes, or fondi, as the Venetians call them, are at stake in the current world financial crisis, which is why civil religious wars are engulfing most of the nations in the area, you know, whether we're talking about Central America, or we're talking about, you know, Middle Near East, Algeria, Morocco, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, you know, Yemen, and so on and so forth. And again, it's this whole thing of controlled disintegration, and this fundamentalist cults are tied directly to both the international drug and weapons runners, but also to the Europe of the region's terrorist operations, whose purpose was to subdivide European nations into a group of tiny and powerless provinces.
Well, that and to be reliant, as we've seen with Greece recently, to be reliant on a regional state such as the European Union. I mean, this is obviously what we're seeing in the Ukraine. They tried to deny it, and now we're seeing the punishment. We saw the punishment from Greece from actually being absorbed. You can't protect yourself if you're locked into a Eurozone currency. You can't just print more money or do whatever it's going to take. By the way, when you said Venetians, I think you meant black nobility, not the good
exactly.
people.
No, I don't mean Venice. That. I don't
mean and let me do the Henry Kissinger quote, since you brought it up, because I know you know it, but I can do the imitation. Okay? So here it comes. All right. Military people are dumb, stupid animals to be used as cannon fodder for foreign policy. Hey, how's that?
Scary. Yes, I did.
Henry Kissinger's son, David, is running Conan O'Brien's production company here in America. I wonder if people knew that.
Coincidence, I'm sure.
They have everyone. They will have everyone. We will get you. I will live to 200 years old. Hey, real quick, you brought up the drug cartels. Today, in 1987... the Tower Commission rebuked President Ronald Reagan. They rebuked him for not controlling his national security staff. So that was that. They got a slap on the wrist. And that when most Americans don't know or care what even happened there. But yet today, Iran is, I guess, our number one enemy. There could be a connection between all of the drugs. A lot of people say that's why we're in Afghanistan. One of the reasons, cost-benefit analysis, who benefits? Iran-Contra, drugs. You wrote about this in your book, Shadow Masters. What's your take? Iran-Contra, update it to the year 2015. Did I talk him right off the air? Did I lose him? They're like, that's enough. Okay, we'll go with all this, Oceania versus Eurasia. We'll go with, follow the money and who supports and sponsors Wahhabism. We'll go with who owns ISIS. We'll go with John McCain as a complete, absolute lunatic, according to anyone who knows him. But as soon as we start talking about the drug war, we have problems. All right, we're going to make it for the next few minutes. If not, we'll promote Daniel on the way out and say goodbye to you. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
All right, huge thanks to everybody here working on the Power Hour today. Catherine, my old producer, John, man. This guy worked on hundreds of shows that we did back in the day. He was one of my favorite producers over at GCN. And, of course, I want to thank Scott doing the first 2 hours as well. Daniel Estlin has been with us. DanielEstlin.com. Go check out all of his work. Get all of his books, especially his work of Faction. Man, that's good stuff. That's really fun to read. And his new Bilderberg movie coming out, which you can help fund at Rocket Hub. That's right, Daniel, right? RocketHub.com?
Yeah, please go to the site and help us out.
A couple of bucks by everybody gets the film done, and then millions of people will see your film on the Bilderbergers.
Yes, exactly. We got about another 2 or 3 weeks of work left. We need about $20,000. We can get a few thousand people to help us out with $10 each. We're going to be over the finish line, and it's going to be one hell of a product, and certainly I have a feeling we're going to opt for Oscars next year.
Well, I'm going to run out of time. I just want to say for this show, and we'll be doing more of this on my show later at 3 o'clock today on RBN, the Jack Blood Show. Just go Google it out. It's Johnny Cash's birthday today. Johnny Cash. And the great Bill Hicks also. So we'll be commemorating them as well as talking about the Iran-Contra drug war. We've done a lot of work on that. I've got insiders doing it. We want to update it to 2015. We don't have enough time. Daniel, I'd love for you to comment on that, but I'm more interested in when you're in Russia. You are one of the top investigative reporters, researchers in the world. If Snowden doesn't meet you, I'm not going to have much more respect for him. That's got to happen somehow, right?
Maybe someday it will. Not this time around. Just too much stuff on the plate. Putting together some very important conferences on the future of humanity for the fall. We have another really important conference coming up in April in St. Petersburg. Working on a couple of big events in the summer. My new book release, Trans-Evolution in Russia for September. Wow. A presentation there. A new magazine is out, which I'm going to be participating and playing a role in, and we have the documentary. So, you know, yes, hopefully Snowden will be there and hopefully we'll meet him, but here I am. Thank you.
And you're nominated for a Nobel literature prize.
Peace prize.
Peace? Well, how could you win with all the Obamas and the Kissingers and all the people that have won in the past? I don't think the odds are looking good for you, man.
I don't care. It's not the point. The point is that someone, you know, actually realized that this is important. And being nominated, I don't care if, you know, people say, it's not worthy of anything because you have all these criminals. It may be true, but still, Nobel is Nobel. And, you know, needless to say, I know I'm not going to win. But
it's an honor to be nominated.
It's an honor to be nominated. It's certainly an honor. You know, there are some great individuals who didn't win at beginning with Tolstoy, Borges, Nabokov. But the point is that it's certainly a feather in everybody's cap. You know, all the people who have supported me over the years. And also getting this out there certainly makes our message a lot more credible.
Yeah. I love Tolstoy, but I'm more of a Dostoevsky Gogol guy. So,
you know, I'd like to finish off. I have 30 seconds. I wrote something.
Maybe. Yeah.
No, I'm going to read this. You know, until we can bring mankind, Jack, into the age of reason, history will be shaped in actuality not by the wills of masses of humanity, but by the mere handful who, for purposes of good or evil, steer the fate of mankind generally as herds of cows are steered to and from the pasture, and occasionally also to the slaughterhouse.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel Estlin. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Cover your head and cover your butt. Stay bold, my friend. Stay bold, America. Mighty forces will come to your aid. I'll see you in a couple hours on the other channel. Stay tuned to your radio stations. We'll see you then.